The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome Path to Success. It has mentioned in Shobul Iman, volume 6, page 471, hadith number 8944. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when those who love each other for the sake of Allah azza wa jal meet and shake hands and recite salat upon me, before they separate from each other, their past and future sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today our topic is saviors of Islam. Inshallah, we'll start with the recitation of Holy Quran, and Harun by inshallah will recite the Quran Pak today.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. Qallat hilati قلت حيلتي أنت وسيلتي أدركني يا رسول الله أدركني يا رسول الله أدركني يا رسول الله أدركني يا رسول الله غطاء غم کی چھائے دل پر
Dear viewers of Madani channel, तो एक सिंपल सी बात कहूंगा, कहानी बस इतनी है, स्टोरी इज अबाउट दैट ओनली. क्या कहानी बस इतनी है, यजीद था हुसैन है. यकीन करें इसी के अंदर सारी चीजें हैं. जो सेवियर्स ऑफ इस्लाम होते हैं ना, जिन्होंने इस्लाम को बचाया होता है, वो कभी खत्म नहीं होते हैं. वो कभी क्या कहते हैं, उनका नामो निशान कहते हैं ना, जैसे यजीद पलीत था, ये खत्म हो गया, लेकिन इस्लाम को बचाने वालों के नाम हमेशा जिंदा रहते हैं, हमेशा लोगों के दिलों में होते हैं, लोगों की जबान पर होते हैं. नामे यजीद और शिमर तो मिट्टी में मिल गए, नामे यजीद और शिमर तो मिट्टी में मिल गए, नामे हुसैन जिंदा था, जिंदा है और जिंदा रहेगा. इंशाल्लाह विल स्टार्ट विद आवर बिलाल भाई. इंशाल्लाह बहुत सारे इसके अंदर हम कवर करेंगे. सेवियर्स ऑफ इस्लाम एक बड़ा वास्ट टॉपिक है, और इंशाल्लाह देखते हैं हमारे मुबल्लिगीन क्या क्या मदनी फूल देते हैं.
बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम. Yes, Sayyid Sahib, the topic of saviors of Islam. First of all, you need to keep this in our mind that becoming a savior is not something which is for everybody's, it's not in everybody's ability. Because being a savior requires a lot of sacrifice. Meaning a person cannot be a savior of anything without sacrificing something for that goal that he is going towards. And Islam, if we try to just understand the meaning of al-Islam, Islam means to submit oneself to the will of Allah, to submit one's own will, his own desires, in exchange for the will of Allah. Now, when you look at this whole combination of saviors of Islam, you will find this, alhamdulillah, even with the people of today, you will find people who are like this. Our ulama-i kiram of the past, then if we go back to the tabi'een, atba'u tabi'een, then you go back even more to the sahaba-i kiram. And if you want to look at truly emphatic ways of saving the religion, these were found in the family of the Prophet ﷺ. This waqia of Karbala, This is truly an outline of how a person should save Islam. How a person and what his mindset should be and how he should go about saving Islam. I'm just mentioning about Sayyidina Imam Hussein, and remember Sayyidina Imam Hussein, Ya Sayyidi, the savior of Islam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. They are that exceptional personality who are not like any ordinary person. Their life was very unique. They grew up in the blessed lap of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Their blessed father is Sheri Khuda, the Lion of Allah. That bravery, that shuja'at that they had, it was unparalleled. Then if you look at their blessed mother, the shafqat and the kindness, the compassion that they had for the orphans as well. And then just being under the blessed gaze and the merciful gaze of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the amount of love that this savior of Islam had, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. So the point to mention here and to highlight is that Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was not no ordinary person. That event which took place with him and their family and the rufaqa, the companions in Karbala, that was a test given according to their ability. And they fulfilled that right completely. The haqq of Karbala and that sacrifice that was made, truly it is very easy to say such words. But when a person is losing his family members one by one in the battle, due to the unforeseen states of the army, that it was normally in battle 1-1, but then when the disbelievers, they knew, the army knew that they could not compete with this family 1-1, then they had to encircle the blessed individuals and then all together attack them. So truly, when you talk about saviors of Islam, the underlying point here for the viewers of Madani Channel and for myself is that we will have to sacrifice in the deen. We will go through difficulty in our life. The difficulty that we find in the life of the Sahaba Kiram, and especially in Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, this should be a means of strengthening our faith. Strengthening our faith, and whenever we go through loss of our family members, loss of wealth, our business completely goes from extremely good to extremely bad. If we have a loss in anything in our life, we lose our most beloved person in our family. We should always remember that the sacrifices of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are means for us to gain strength, to persevere with our life. And remember, our goal is to attain the pleasure of Allah and then to be in the company of the family of the Prophet in paradise.
MashaAllah. Waseem bhai, bahut pyari baat and amazing madni phool from our zabardast muballigh, mashallah, Bilal bhai. Aap kya farmate hain, saviors of Islam, aaj ka topic hai.
Sayyid sahab, no doubt it's a very vast topic, and mashallah, Bilal bhai started very beautifully, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. And today, unfortunately, what happens, Sayyid sahab, is that today anybody invites us towards righteousness for our own good. This is so we can implement the religion of Islam. You know, we are shy and we say, you know, we haven't got time, we make excuses. But the pious people of Allah, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these were those blessed individuals who actually sacrificed everything for Islam. And they are our role models which we should follow. One beautiful example that I would like to start with is Sayyidina Wahhab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's mentioned that he was only married for 17 days. Now his mother came to him and his mother said to him, look, she started to cry. He said to his mother that, look, why are you crying? I've never disobeyed you, I will never disobey you again. Why are you crying? She said, look, you have never disobeyed me. But the actual fact is that at this moment in time, the traitors, they have surrounded Imam Hussein and his family. It's my desire that you go and you sacrifice your life at the blessed feet of Imam Hussein. So this young individual, Sayyid, married only 17 days. Allah, it's mentioned Allah. That he said to his mother that, inshallah, I will sacrifice my life for Imam Hussein, but I have one condition. I want to go and meet my wife. We've only been married 17 days. I want to get her permission. His mother said that, look, a woman, you know, if you start talking to her, she might change your heart. So it's best that you just get on with your task. Look at the response that he gave to his mother. He said to his mother, the love of Imam Hussein is so immense in my heart that nothing can change me from sacrificing my life upon his blessed feet. So he's mentioned that he went to his wife and he said to his wife, look, the traitors have surrounded him. I want to sacrifice him. Now look at yourself today, a wife, maybe a daughter, a family member stops her husband, stops her father, look, don't go to the masjid, don't go to the ishtima. This young woman, it's mentioned about her, that she said to her husband, that not only should you go and sacrifice your life, but I feel this deep remorse, Allah, that only if Sharia gave us the permission, the women the permission, I could also go and I could sacrifice my life upon the feet of Imam Hussein. So it's mentioned that they went to the battlefield and finally when this young man was made shaheed, his mother picked up his blessed head, Allah, and she said, that, oh my young child, oh my young lad, I am proud of you today. I am happy for you today. And it's mentioned that when the young woman, she picked up the head of her husband, she said, look, you have sacrificed everything for Islam. It's why my wish that on the day of judgment, you will enter Jannah, but take me to Jannah with you as well.
Allah.
So see, this shows us that these were the actual heroes of Islam. They were the saviors of Islam. They sacrificed everything. Today, the religion of Islam asks for our sacrifice. Come to the masjid, come to the Madni Qafle, let's invite towards righteousness. But people, they are, you know, they don't want to go. They haven't got time, business is more important, family is more important, this is more important. It's unfortunate that everything is on our priority list. But Islam, unfortunately, that should be on the top of our priority list, it's right at the bottom, unfortunately, today.
Allah, Allah, mashallah, my saad Harun bhi hai, Harun bhai baat ho rahi hai, saviors of Islam. Aur main isme ek ye bhi arz karunga, Yazid ne koi khudai ka dawa nahi kiya tha. Wo kya karna chahta tha? Wo Islam ka naksha badalna chahta tha. Aap saviors of Islam mein baat kar rahe hain hum, aur unhone kis tarike se Islam ko bachaya, yani badi badi histriyan hain, badi badi fatuhat hain, badi badi shahadatein. لیکن حسین ابن علی کی جو شہادت ہے نا اس کی بات ہی الگ ہے یقین کریں شہادت ہوتی ہے لوگوں کے مرنے کے بعد پتہ چلتا ہے یہ شہید ہے اس کے بارے میں لکھا جاتا ہے بتایا جاتا ہے لیکن امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ وہ مبارک ہستی ہے جن کے پیدا ہوتے ہی ان کی شہادت کی خبریں ہو گئی تھیں اور نہ کسی نے لکھا نہ بتایا میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی زبان اقدس سے لوگوں کو پتہ چلا کہ یہ میرا بیٹا حسین جو ہے رضی اللہ تعالیٰ یہ شہید ہوں گے یعنی کہ ان کی شہادت سب سے الگ ہے اور ایک ہوتا ہے کٹ جانا پتہ ہی نہیں تھا انگلی کٹ گئی ایک ہوتا ہے انگلی کو کٹا دینا اس میں بہت فرق ہوتا ہے شہید ہو جانا اور ایک شہادت کے لیے جانا اور شہید سامنے ادھر بلا اختیاری اور اختیاری دونوں میں فرق ہوتا ہے ان کا کمال تھا امام حسین رضی اللہ یہ وہ ہستیاں ہیں جن کی وجہ سے آج اسلام کا شجر جو ہے درخت یہ لہرا رہا ہے پوری دنیا کے اندر انہوں نے بچایا تھا کہ یزید کیا کیا چاہتا تھا وہ بھی تھا نا کہ اسلام کا نقشہ بدلنا چاہتا تھا تو انشاءاللہ وہ مدنی پھول بھی ہم لیں گے کہ یزید چاہتا کیا تھا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم سید صاحب جسٹ وانٹ ٹو ہائی لائٹ دا فیکٹ دیٹ ان ماڈرن ہسٹری ان ٹوڈیز ٹائمز وی آر ریمائنڈڈ آف پیپل ہو اسٹرائیوڈ ان دیئر اون ویز ٹو سیو دیئر کنٹریز وی آر ریمائنڈڈ آف پیپل ہو ہیڈ موومنٹس ٹو سیو دیئر ریس بٹ وی آر ناٹ ریمائنڈڈ آف دیٹ ون پرسنالٹی ہو سیوڈ ناٹ اونلی ا ریس not only a country but a whole nation of Islam and that blessed personality is none other than our master Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Now the issue I think that we have today is that we keep our deen and dunya as two separate entities. We think that we have to give X amount of time to the deen and X amount of time to the dunya. But with these personalities, the saviors of Islam, their life was revolved around Islam. Their mission, their, you could say, from beginning to end was revolved around the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and, you know, doing whatever they can to uphold, to persevere in the mission of Islam. And alhamdulillah, like we've heard as well, with many personalities, they look towards our Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani alayhi rahmah, Data Ali Hajweri, our Khaja Sahib from Ajmer Sharif. So like this, many personalities we come across who from the very beginning, and I guess this is a whole topic in itself, that the nurturing that a child gets from the get-go, from the childhood, the tarbiyah that he receives from his parents, from his upbringing, like mashallah Bilal bhai touched upon, that Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu, he was brought up in the gaze of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So I guess if we go towards outside, it's a lot to do with the upbringing and the early stage of the person's life. But in a nutshell, the whole mission of these people's lives were to take forward Islam, to uphold the flag of Islam. Inshallah, like this we'll hear many accounts of different personalities who did so.
یعنی کہ مدنی پور ہمیشہ یاد رکھے ان کو در تھا دین کا ان کو فکر تھی آخرت کی ان کو فکر تھی مسلمانوں کی ہماری جو ہے نا جو سیویئرز آف اسلام جن کی ہم بات کر رہے ہیں ان کی ٹوٹل تھنکنگ سب کچھ جو ہوتا تھا وہ اسلام مسلمانوں کی خیر خواہی اللہ کے دین کی حفاظت یہ ہماری پیسہ میری فیملی میری جاب میری گاڑی میرا گھر ہماری ٹوٹل زندگی اس میں گزر رہی ہے اور ان کی جو زندگی ہوتی تھی وہ اللہ کے دین کے لیے ہوتی تھی بہت فرق ہے ہماری زندگی میں اور ان کی زندگی میں اسی لیے کہتے ہیں نا شاہ بھی حسین ہے اور بادشاہ بھی حسین ہے شاہ بھی حسین ہے بادشاہ بھی حسین ہے دین بھی حسین ہے اور دین کو پناہ دینے والے بھی حسین ہیں حسین ابن علی کی کیا مدد کر سکتا تھا کوئی حسین ابن علی کی کیا مدد کر سکتا تھا کوئی, یہ خود مشکل کشا تھے اور ہیں مشکل کشا والے. تو امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی اپنی شان ہے, ان سے لنک رکھنے والے بھی سیویئر آف اسلام میں آ جاتے ہیں. حر جو تھے, حر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ جو تھے, وہ آئے کیا تھے ان کے مقابلے میں, لیکن جب ان کے ساتھ نسبت ہو گئی ساری زندگی کے لیے کامیاب ہو گئے. تو اب آپ غور کریں, ایسوں کے ساتھ جو ہوتے ہیں اللہ کے دین کے ساتھ جو جڑ جاتے ہیں, اللہ کے دین کی جو حفاظت کرتے ہیں, تو وہ پھر ساری زندگی جو ہے وہ لوگوں کے دلوں میں رہتے ہیں اور آباد رہتے ہیں.
MashaAllah, yeah, Sayyidi, just carrying on from this point of Sayyidina Hur radiallahu anhu, because before he was going against the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but when he came to the tent of Sayyidina Imam Hussein and he said that, "I did not know that they were going to go this far." And so then he said, "Then will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me?" So then Sayyidina Hur radiallahu anhu, he left them, left the people of Yazid and their despicable army, and he came unto the family of, on the side of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and embraced martyrdom and entered paradise as well. So another point to mention regarding being the saviors of martyrdom is that why did and how did Sayyidina Imam Hussein enter under amongst the saviors of Islam? How did they enter into this? It's very simple and it's very clear as well, because Yazid, he actually wanted to change the religion of Islam. He had no understanding of the religion. He was lazy in offering his prayers. Rather, he would be lazy in this. He would encourage people to drink alcohol, drink wine. He encouraged and he also tried to declare other immoral activities, marriage between maharim, and many other things stated here regarding him, that he would try to all types of evil, even interest and usurp wealth and property of people, oppressing people. So he tried to completely change the whole direction of Islam. And Ya Sayyidi, before this Yazid tried to claim Khilafat, all of the other leaders of Islam, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the four Khulafa Arba'a, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, Sayyidina Imam Hussein, Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, all of these blessed individuals were pious. They were practicing believers and they were true figures of Islam. Yes. Remember that when a person is a Khalifa, Ya Sayyidi, he is somebody who is looked up to. People will follow him. So when Sayyidina Imam Hussein saw that this person now, he is trying to be the leader of the believers, where his actions are completely against this. Yes. So then what would have been the result if Sayyidina Imam Hussein did not become the savior of Islam, did not stand up? Then Islam, the whole chapter would have changed. People would have gone towards sins. You know, the nafs, it inclines towards these desires. And people, the awamun nas, they are weak as well. We are weak. But this is why we need strong leaders. And the strong leaders of Sayyidina Imam Hussein, they gave us this criteria and how a person should be. And one beautiful trait, I'll end on this point, Ya Sayyidi, is that Sayyidina Imam Hussein, he had this very beautiful trait. And I think it's one of the greatest traits. It is Ridha bi Qada, meaning being content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were pleased with whatever state they were in, and they knew, as you mentioned, from birth, from the blessed tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were informed that their blessed grandson will be martyred on the plains of Karbala. When Sayyidina Ali traveled from Kufa back to Medina Sharif, he was passing by the place of Karbala, and he asked the people, "What place is this?" And then they told him that this is the plains of Karbala. And then he mentioned that this is the state which we have been foretold by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the saviors of Karbala, they tell us this one lesson, that a person should be pleased with the will of Allah in every single state.
اللہ اللہ اللہ, بات ہو رہی تھی اور واقعی سیویئرز آف اسلام میں ایک سے ایک ہسٹری موجود ہے, ایک سے بڑھ کر ایک ہے. لیکن امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی جو زندگی ہے نا, جو ان کی شہادت ہے, جو ان کے واقعات ہیں, وہ بالکل ہی نرالے, اور یعنی کہ وہ ایک انوکھی داستان ہے. یہ یاد رکھیے گا, بہت ساری شہادتیں دنیا میں ہوئی ہیں, لیکن اس طریقہ کہ جو واقعہ ہے کربلا کا, اس کو دنیا میں کہیں اور اس طریقے سے نہیں یاد رکھا جاتا. جب بھی محرم کا مہینہ آتا ہے تو یہ جو ہے امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ کی شہادت اور ان کا مشن جو ہے وہ دوبارہ ایک طریقے سے کہتے ہیں تجدید وفا ہوتی ہے, تجدید عہد ہوتی ہے. تو یہ جو ہے دوبارہ ریمائنڈ کے طور پر جو ہے بتایا جاتا ہے, پڑھا جاتا ہے, اور لوگ جو ہے وہ سیکھتے ہیں اس سے کہ ہمیں اپنی زندگی کس طریقے سے گزارنی چاہیے. بہرحال وسیم بھائی میاں, لیکن مجھے ابھی وہ شعر ایک جو تھا وہ نگران شورا کا پڑا, بڑا زبردست کلپ تھا, بڑا ہمارے جو تھے حضرت حر جو ہے رضی اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے حوالے سے بات ہو رہی تھی. تو یعنی وہ آئے کہاں پہ اور ہوئے کا انجام دیکھیں اور پھر دیکھیں صدا کامیاب ہو گئے. تو بڑا پیارا شعر پڑھا انہوں نے, یہ نعرہ حر کا تھا جس وقت وہ فوج شام سے نکلا, یہ نعرہ ہر کا تھا جس وقت وہ فوج شام سے نکلا کہ دیکھو یوں نکلتے ہیں جہنم سے خدا والے کہ دیکھو یوں نکلتے ہیں جہنم سے خدا والے. دوائیں درد اسیا پنجتن کے در سے ملتی ہے, زمانے میں یہی مشہور ہے دار الشفا والے. اور واقعی جو ان سے نسبت رکھ لیتا ہے نا آل بیت اطہار سے, پنجتن پاک سے, اور جو واقعی ان کا حقیقی ہو جاتا ہے وہ پھر واقعی کامیاب ہو جاتا ہے, جیسے حر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کامیاب ہوئے تھے.
Amazing story about Hazrat Hud radiallahu anhu, which Bilal bhai mentioned. But Bilal bhai mentioned one particular thing during his conversation, that we need strong leaders who we can follow.
Yes.
Now, Sayyid Sahib, I would like to just mention, we're talking about Karbala, but today people might be thinking, okay, who do we follow today? What do we have today? Who can we look up to today? One great savior of our time, who in other words has installed the religion in the lives of millions of people across the world, who has made millions of people follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is no other than Sheikh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Rakat al-Aliyah. This is that great personality, say, yes, today we're talking about saviors. No doubt, he has saved the iman of millions of people throughout the whole world. If you look at his history, you know, he was a poor child when he was growing up. His parents, his father lost his life, then his mother lost his life, then his brother lost his life. But what? He was committed on serving the religion of Islam. And today, Alhamdulillah, you will find no organization like Dawat-e-Islami that is serving the religion of Islam. So definitely, Alhamdulillah, Bilal bhai talked about strong leaders. Today we have the strong leader of Amir al-Sunnat. You know, we're talking about Pakistan and UK. He has never come to Europe. But today, Alhamdulillah, just in the UK, Dawat Islam, he has over 60 centers. He has never come to the Europe, Alhamdulillah, he has millions of people, Alhamdulillah, he has are following him. So Alhamdulillah, he has this platform of Dawat Islam is here to actually continue the message of Imam Hussein. If we actually, inshallah, join this environment of Dawat Islami, inshallah, we will take forward the message of Imam Hussein, inshallah.
Today, in the era of Savior of Islam, we talk about Imam Hussein's message, ko, حسینیت کو, پیغام کو آگے لے جانے والی ایک پرسنالٹی ہمارے سامنے, جس کو امیر علیہ سنت دامت برکاتہم العالیہ کہتے ہیں کہ جب تاریخ لکھی جائے گی تو یہ لکھا جائے گا کہ جب لوگ گانے باجوں میں مبتلا تھے, گناہوں میں تھے, نمازیں چھوڑ دینا کوئی گناہ سمجھا ہی نہیں جاتا تھا, فرض روزے چھوڑ دیتے تھے, نہ حج کا پتہ ہوتا تھا, نہ زکوٰۃ کا پتہ ہوتا تھا, نہ پردے کا پتہ ہوتا تھا, نہ گناہوں کے حوالے سے کوئی فکر اور خوف ہوتی تھی, نہ مدینے کے یاد میں تڑپنا کوئی ہوتا تھا. اس وقت ایک مرد کلندر اٹھا تھا حسینیت کے پیغام کو لے کے, اور اس کا نام تھا امیر علیہ سنت مولانا الیاس اتار قادری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ, جس کی کیا کہتے ہیں استقامت سے, کوششوں سے, عشق رسول سے, خوف خدا اور امام حسین کی محبت سے آج دنیا میں لاکھوں لوگ عاشق رسول ہیں. لاکھوں اسلامی بہنیں جو پردہ نہیں کرتی تھی آج پردہ کرتی ہیں, جو گناہ کرتے ہوئے سوچتے نہیں تھے آج وہ مسجدوں کے امام ہیں اور گناہوں سے بچتے ہوئے نظر آتے ہیں, بلکہ خود نہیں بچ رہے بلکہ دوسروں کو بچاتے ہوئے نظر آ رہے ہیں. آپ دیکھتے چلے جائیں کہ کس طریقے کا حال تھا اور کس طریقے سے امیر علیہ سنت نے اس کو ڈائیورٹ کیا پوری دنیا کے اندر, جو ہے وہ سنتوں کی طرف لے کر آئے ہیں. تو واقعی اگر ہم ہسٹری پڑھتے جائیں تو آپ کو حسینیت کے ماننے والے, حسینیت کے میسج کو پہنچانے والے آپ کو نظر آئیں گے, اور الحمدللہ آج کے دور میں آپ کو امیر علیہ سنت دامت برکاتہم العالیہ کی ذات جو ہے وہ نظر آتی ہے.
Live a lifestyle in which they are living is not easy at all. I mean, just a few examples, meaning when in normal halat, when people go to meet them, you will see that they will start at approximately 9 p.m. for Madani Muzakara. They will conduct the Madani Muzakara for hours, sitting there answering people's questions live on TV. Then after that, you will have another off-air Madani Muzakara, in which they will ask another, they will do another question and answer session. After that, sometimes there are lines of hundreds of people, hundreds and hundreds of people who are waiting to meet them, and then sitting through the night, meeting each single person, smiling at them, giving them Neki Dawat, doing this on a persistent basis, sometimes 10 days, 12 days in a row. You know, their health is not as supportive as much, but you know, if you look back, the willpower it takes honestly is not something easy. And then if you look into their lifestyle in the ghiza they eat, in the way they sleep, and if you look at all the different aspects of their life, you will see that it really takes a lot of determination. It takes willpower of the strongest nature to be in this way. And like Muslim Bhai, mashallah, we should use them as an example to create jazwa within ourselves. that we have this this personality today who was really, you could say, changed the map of the world in one sense, if I would say emphatically. And we should appreciate them while we have them and follow what they say, inshallah, gain success in the world.
Kalam ki farmaishe hui thi huzur.
Unki mahakne dil ke gulche khila diye hain. Unki mahakne dil ke gulche khila diye hain. Jitra chal gaye hain mere aqa ne.
ٹاپک کے اوپر کچھ بات کرتے ہیں انشاءاللہ. جی بلال بھائی.
یس سیدی. سیویئرز آف اسلام. ناؤ وی ول وی کین لک ایٹ مینی ڈفرنٹ صحابہ کرام اینڈ آلسو مینی پروفیٹس علیہم الصلاۃ والسلام دیٹ دیئر ٹرو میسج دا مچ ڈیفیکلٹی دیٹ دے فیس ان دیئر بیڈ دیئر سیکریفائسز دے ہیو بین مینشنڈ ان دا قرآنک پاک. You can read them through the blessed commentary of the Holy Quran as well, many different prophets. But one point I just like to really highlight here, the message for me here is for myself, is that we look at many saviors of Islam, but we don't look at their characteristics, like how they were, their qualities, their traits. We listen to the waqia of Karbala, we read the waqia of Karbala, but then when we look at our own state, we have similar, dare I say, qualities to the people who are opposing the family of the Prophet. Yazid, he used to listen to music. Yazid, he used to be lazy in offering his namaz. Other people, he used to have interest made clear and open with people. He used to also drink wine. All of these things, unfortunately, are the ills within our society today. So for all my dear Islamic viewers as well, is that we have to look at ourselves. We can listen to the waqia of Karbala for 10, 50, 20, 50 years, Ya Sayyidi. But if we do not go down to the actual root of the essence of Karbala, that rida bi qada, being content with the pleasure of Allah, with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed, that sabr, that essence of patience which was found in the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we do not go towards that bravery, that shuja'at, and also another beautiful thing we learn from the life of Sayyidina Imam Hussein is that whenever a munkar was found, somebody who was going against the teaching of Islam, standing up against that person, standing on the haq, standing on the truth, whether you be the only person in your household and everybody else is on a different wavelength, you need to remain firm through your characteristics, through your behavior, which we have learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. We need to try to better our family members. Unfortunately, the practical side of the message of Karbala is not seen. This is what I really want to, the main message that every Muballigh wants to deliver, but truly it's going to be empty if there's nothing within himself. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants all of us the ability to take away the practical message of Karbala as well.
MashaAllah, bahut achhi baat. Bayan sunte hain, kaise bachti hain, lekin asal mein kya hai? Humne ye to dekha, jang hui, jang jeet li gayi. یہ نہیں دیکھا کہ اس کے لیے اسٹرگل کتنی تھی, پلاننگ کیا تھی, کیا ہوا تھا, کس طرح بڑے تھے, وہ کیا حکمت عملی تھی, کس طریقے سے جو ہے یہ جنگ جیتی گئی تھی, کتنی قربانیاں دینی پڑی تھی, کتنا صبر کرنا پڑا تھا, کتنوں کو قربان ہونا پڑا تھا. بس ایک ہم نے ایک جملہ سنا, جی ٹھیک ہے جنگ ہوئی, جنگ جیت لی گئی, لیکن پیچھے اس کے جانا چاہیے کہ اس کے عوامل کیا تھے, تب جا کر ہمیں پتا چلے گا کہ اس میں کتنی ڈیفیکلٹیز آتی ہیں. تو جو سیویئرز آف اسلام آج ہمارا ٹاپک ہے, جنہوں نے اسلام کو بچایا, واقعی اگر ان کی زندگیوں کو آپ پڑھیں تو ان کی زندگی مشکلات سے بھری ہوئی ہوتی ہیں, ڈیفیکلٹیز ہوتی ہیں ان کے اندر, کچھ نہ سیکریف کیا کچھ قربان نہیں کرتے, مال قربان کیا, اولاد قربان کیا, تک جان بھی قربان کی ہے, یعنی سب کچھ قربان کر دیا اللہ کے دین کے لیے. اور یہ واقعی کامل مومن, جو نشانی کامل مومن کی ہے, اللہ کی رضا پہ راضی رہتے ہیں اور سب کچھ قربان کرنے کے لیے تیار ہوتے ہیں.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a beautiful hadith that my sahaba are like stars, you follow one of them and you will be guided. And no doubt Sayyid Sahab, if you look at the life of the sahaba, they went through various difficulties, many problems for us to be here today, alhamdulillah azawajal. And no doubt he went through that difficult time, but today alhamdulillah azawajal, people throughout the whole world, they are aware of Hazrat Bilal Habshi. Yeah. So one thing that I would like to mention here, and what Bilal bhai mentioned and yourself mentioned as well, you know, difficult times, Sayyid Sahab, they definitely come upon everyone. But the thing is that if you remain patient, you know, later on, you will get a lot of ease, inshallah, azawajal. That's one fact. You know, people, they will get a lot of ease. And at this moment in time as well, a lot of people are going through difficulties. No doubt, it's a difficult time. But it's our job, remain patient, have sabr, inshallah, azawajal. You know, 15, 20 years down the line, 30 years down the line, we'll be out of that difficulty and we'll be like, alhamdulillah, we've learned a lot of things as well. So definitely we should remain patient and have sabr, inshallah.
The temporary problem, short term pain, long term gain. Thodi si pain ke liye aap jo hai na difficulty ko ek kehte hain ki ye na hai, aur aap apni duniya bhi daav pe lagate hain, apni aakhirat bhi daav pe lagate hain. To short term pain, long term gain jo hai wo hame bahut kuch sikhati hai zindagi ke andar.
Sir, you know, in English they say it's easy to talk the talk, but it is hard to walk the walk. And it comes down to the same point, that to implement practically the principles and the things that the mindset that these people, these saviors of Islam, they took forward. Because, you know, to, like I said before as well, the willpower, the determination, because, for example, if I want to adopt a new habit, I want to start reading, I want to start praying, I want to start fasting, they say that, you know, 40 days you continuously do something and you will gain it. And, you know, we in daily life, we go through to many different avenues to try and get a new habit. For example, if we want to lose weight, we look for a personal trainer, we look for this diet, we look for all these different avenues, and even then it's hard. We say, oh no, I can't do it, I'm going to give up. But, you know, when you put your mind to something, and you could really tell through the lives of these saviors, you know, not everyone is gifted from birth. Not everyone is has it from before. Some people, they had that urge, that determination, that mindset, that look, we need to do something. And like I said before, deen and dunya wasn't two separate things. If today someone asks us, okay, you put your deen and your dunya separate, but how much time do you devote to your deen in a day, in a week, in a month? You know, how much could we say we really give to the deen? So like I said, and mashallah, the brothers have explained before as well, that it's really about making that mindset. And it is difficult, you know, with all the distractions, the fitnas that we have in today's times, it is not easy. But I think, inshallah, when you put your mind to something and you have the intention in mind, because they say that, you know, to set a goal without practicality, without any actual way of doing it in mind is kind of useless, because you could go here and there. But to set a goal and inshallah strive for it, and you will gain inshallah the result of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ji, jab aap options se baat karenge, you can find many options. Aur jab aap problems pe discuss kar rahe honge, to sirf problems hi problem nazar aayengi. Kehte na ki har raat ke baad jo hai na, wo ujala zarur aata hai. तो ये याद रखिएगा कि हर जवाल के बाद उरूज है. तो ये नहीं होता कि थोड़ी सी देर की डिफिकल्टी प्रॉब्लम्स के लिए हम अपने आप को सरेंडर कर देते हैं, हम कॉम्प्रोमाइज कर जाते हैं, भी हम कहते सब चलता है, सब चलता है. कोई ये वो लोग हैं जो सब नहीं चलता, इनके ऊपर सिर्फ अल्लाह और उसके नबी का हुक्म चलता था. इसीलिए आज इनके नाम जो है वो तारीख के अंदर जो है वो रकम है, और लोग इनके नामों पे अपने बच्चों के नाम रखकर खुश होते हैं. आज देखे कहाँ है यजीद, कहाँ गया? 22,000 का लश्कर था, कोई यजीद और यजीदियों के नाम पर नाम रखने को तैयार नहीं. और आज वे खुशी खुशी अपने बच्चों के नाम जो है वो इमाम हुसैन के नाम पर, कोई हुसैन रखता है, कोई आशिक हुसैन रखता है, कोई गुलाम हुसैन रखता है नाम, ये फख्र कर रहे होते हैं. फख्र का दिल में दरीजा बास करना चाहिए. जिनका तू आका है उनको राज करना चाहिए, उनको नाज करना चाहिए. तो उनको वाकई होता है कि जिनके हम ऐसे को मानने वाले इमाम हुसैन रदी अल्लाह ताला अनो के वाकई जिन्होंने जो है ना जुल्म और किसी भी इसके आगे, बर्बरियत के आगे जो है ना सर नहीं झुकाया था, किसी भी जो है फासिक फाजिर के हाथ में बैत नहीं की थी, और कोई भी ऐसी चीज के आगे सरेंडर नहीं किया था जो इस्लाम के खिलाफ है. ये बहुत बड़ा लेसन है हम सबके लिए.
You spoke about this at the start of the program as well, but you know, Hazrat Imam Hussein, you know, millions of people throughout the world, they go and they go and pay respect, they go and do Fatiha at his blessed mazar. But Yazid is mentioned about him that once he passed away, people used to throw bricks at his grave. And today there's a factory where his grave is, where things burn. But if you look at Imam Hussein, millions of people throughout the whole world, they go and pray Hazri, they go to the court of Imam Hussein. So this shows the difference of the end as well.
MashaAllah. Also, if you think about this, the life of Sayyidina Imam Hussein, it was full of tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you look at their qualities, just go through a few of them. One of them is that they had God consciousness, meaning they were always indulged and engrossed in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We famously know that on the night, on the eve of the night of the 10th of Muharram, they spent their night in worship, in the remembrance of Allah, in performing nawafil namaz, to such an extent that during this engrossment of the remembrance of Allah, they were blessed with the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also informed them that you are going to be returned to me now, and also your parents, your father and your mother are waiting at the doors of paradise for you. Allah. And their whole life, subhanallah, when you look at it, you've really hit the nail on the head, as they say, where it comes down to giving everything for the deen, meaning preference, whether it comes to our social life, who do we who do we accommodate and who do we accompany? Are we associating ourselves with those people who remind us of Allah, who take us closer? Okay, this is another way you can obey Allah. This is another way where you can save yourself from disobedience of Allah. Today our mindset towards obeying Allah unfortunately has become quite weak. This is the message of Karbala, that we should gain this devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the obedience of Allah, like Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, their whole family and their whole life, that they did not ever leave the path of righteousness. They did not leave the path of Haqq. And this is something which unfortunately today, we are going down the path in which Yazid was trying to declare and make open an awam for the whole entire Muslim Ummah. But the Prophet's family, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, and their blessed Rufaqa, their companions, they held firm on the deen. And remember this, Ya Sayyidi, is that when a person does the work of the deen and he does it sincerely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not leave that person. Rather, let alone leave that person, the aid and the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. And in the life of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is there not to learn? If a person is truly, if he looks at his deen, he will only find benefits. He will find that whenever at every stage of his life, Islam is taking care of us, is going through all of our life. For example, whenever we go through difficulty, many of the viewers are going through difficulty in this moment in time. Many people have phoned about people who are coming out of hospital, those who are going into hospital. They're going through a lot of difficulty, a lot of love. But what is the main message of Karbala? It's that truly go and bow down in the court of Allah. You are never ever going to be rejected, and alhamdulillah, as long as you return back to Allah, you will only find elevation.
Asal mein ye they are the part of life. Ye difficulties, problem, ye to zindagi ka hissa hai. Koi kaise keh sakta hai ki main zindagi ki gaadi inhi pahiyon pe mushkilat ke aur difficulty ke pahiyon pe chalti hai. Koi bhi aisa nahi hai duniya mein jo kahe ki mujhe koi difficulty pareshani نہیں آئی ہے. امام حسن رضی اللہ تعالیٰ اور امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ دونوں بھائیوں نے جو ہے دونوں جنتی نوجوانوں کے سرداروں نے اسلام کو مسلمانوں کو بہت بڑی پریشانی سے اور مصیبت سے بچایا تھا. دونوں نے قربانیاں دی تھی, دونوں نے اپنی جانیں قربان کی اور دونوں نے اسلام کو بچایا ہے. کیا میسج دینا چاہتے ہیں بلال بھائی؟
یا سیدی, we all love the اہل بیت کرام, we love سیدنا امام حسین, we recite کلام, we recite منقبت سبحان اللہ, but this love, and remember that love for anybody, it requires obedience, itaat, so we must follow in their footsteps. On the day of judgment, which line are we going to be standing in? The line behind معاذ اللہ یزید or the line behind سیدنا امام حسین? Our love requires us to follow in his footsteps. And if just think about this, سیدنا امام حسین رضی اللہ عنہ came to know that how are we living our life in this day and age? Are we actually in agreement to the message that he tried to send through Karbala? Or are we actually doing the way and the message which Yazid tried to give? So truly, not only sing the praises of Sayyidina Imam Hussein, but also the true love is to follow in their footsteps.
So normally what happens is, unfortunately what happens is, we listen to the Waqia Karbala and that's it, we're back to normal. It's now time to implement this in our life. If we wasn't reading the Quran before, it's now time to read the Quran. Yeah, if we wasn't reading our namaz before, it's now time to read our namaz. Meaning whatever Imam Hussein, the message that he has left us, it's time to actually implement that in our life and take the message of Imam Hussein forward, inshallah.
اللہ تعالیٰ ہم سب کو حسینیت کے مشن پہ زندہ رکھے, اس مشن کو آگے بڑھانے کی اللہ ہم کو توفیق عطا فرمائے. مدنی چینل کا ساتھ دیتے رہیں, دعوت اسلامی کا ساتھ دیتے رہیں. امیر علیہ سنت کا ساتھ دیتے رہیں انشاءاللہ عز و جل دنیا بھی بہتر ہوگی آخرت بھی بہتر ہوگی. جزاک اللہ خیرہ. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
The path.